Poll shows growing support for migration enforcement after election. By Neil Munro on November 18, 2024. Larger majorities of citizens are declaring their support for the enforcement of the nation's migration laws following President Donald Trump's public victory on November 5. 72% of citizens supported the deportation of illegal migrants who have committed crimes, according to a Harvard/Harris poll of 1,732 registered voters, which was conducted November 13 to 17. Just 8% strongly opposed the deportations. 64% supported closing the border by reinstating past immigration policies that discouraged illegal immigration, the survey said. Just 10% strongly opposed the revived enforcement. 58% supported conducting deportations of illegal immigrants living here on public assistance, said Harvard/Harris. Just 15% opposed the deportation of the poor migrants imported by President Joe Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. The post-election poll also showed that Mayorkas's migration ranked just behind inflation as the top issue for voters. 41% named inflation, while 35% named migration as the top issue. Immigration was named as the top issue by 55% of GOP voters, 32% of independents, 22% of black voters, and 28% of Hispanic voters. One in four voters in those groups said immigration was the main reason for their vote on election day. The poll shift suggests that Trump's election is helping Americans demand the enforcement of their civil right to secure borders amid well-funded, pro-migration pressure from media and business elites. That pressure has been intense for years, often by elite insistence that Americans' homeland is a nation for immigrants, not a nation of citizens. But Biden's disaster and Trump's promises have helped growing majorities of Americans to reveal their muted opposition to migration. The elite pressure on voters will increase as Trump and his deputies try to implement his campaign trail promises to reduce the huge economic and civic burden of migration on American families. For example, pro-migration groups are showcasing crying women and threats of economic disaster as Trump's deputies prepare to first deport migrants who have been ordered home by judges or have been found guilty of crimes by juries.